Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Anna Johnson, and I'm a PhD candidate at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. For the past 5.5 years, I've been studying the plants that grow in cities. Primarily, I look at how plants grow in vacant lots and what we can do to help manage its habitats better so we can increase the biodiversity we find there. One of the species that we're using to try to plant in these vacant lots is something called anise hyssop, which is also an herb that gets used in cooking a lot. People like to use the leaves mostly in teas, so you can just brew with it the way you would put mint leaves in your tea. You can put the flowers in salad to get sort of a gentle little flavor, and also for the little bit of purple color it adds. If you collect the seeds, you can dry them and then also use that in baking the way you would use a poppy seed. It's a great thing to add to any kind of meadow section of your garden, but I actually use it in my herb garden, so I grow some low-growing herbs at the front of my garden, and then I mix in the hyssop too. It is not an invasive plant, it's native, but it does spread rapidly. So if you've ever grown mint in your garden, you probably have regretted planting mint in certain corners. So you definitely want to put this plant somewhere where you don't mind it spreading, because if it likes where it is, it'll keep growing on its own. So it's really a wonderful herb for cooking with, but it's also this beautiful native plant. And I particularly like it because I live in a part of Pittsburgh that has a lot of deer. That strong flavor actually works as a defense mechanism for the plant. So it helps to prevent the deer and other herbivores like that from eating the plant. So it's one of the few plants that I can grow in my garden without worrying about it being eaten by people who are not me.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.